Welcome to Radio Diva.
107.5
Radio Diva.
For the
London Comedy Show.
107.5. Hello everyone, welcome back to the traveling show. I'm your host, Kate Carter.
And I am Deborah Wallers. We are live from the beautiful city of London. It is the 11th of December 1967.
That's right, and it is a very cold and rainy day today, isn't it?
Yes, it is, but today on the show we are traveling back in time. We are talking about a night that was very dark and very cold, the night of April 1492.
Yes, indeed. That was the night when the unsinkable ship, the Titanic, actually sank. Today we have a very special guest in the studio to talk about this. We have an historian, Emily Peter, Louis Brandt, a violin player, Liz Duron, a third class passenger, and the lookout, Frederick Fleet.
So first, let's welcome Emily Peter, an historian specialist of the Titanic. So how many years did it take to build the Titanic?
It took 3 years to build it.
Where was the Titanic built?
It was built in Belfast, but the anchor was built in Birmingham.
Why was the ship special?
The Titanic was special because it was unsinkable. It had a pool, it had a gym, and it had a beautiful grand staircase. The Titanic was special because it was unsinkable.
Why was the Titanic described as unsinkable?
That's because it had 16 watertight compartments and it had massive doors between the compartments that could trap the water in case of an accident.
How many people were there on the ship?
There were 2,200 people.
How many lifeboats were there?
There were 20 lifeboats. 14 standard lifeboats with a capacity of 65 people each. 2 emergency lifeboats with a capacity of 40 people. And 4 collapsed lifeboats with a capacity of 47 people.
How many people were in the first lifeboat?
There were only 28 people in the first lifeboat. That left the Titanic as it started to sink, while there was room for 65 people. Unfortunately.
Let's now turn to our next guest, Louis James, who worked as a violinist on the Titanic. How old were you when you were on the ship?
I was 20 years old.
Did any of your friends die?
Yes, 2 musician friends died.
Were you a friend on the night of the accident?
Yes, I was very much.
Where did the band play after the ship hit the iceberg?
We stood on the deck and played music to keep the people calm.
What was the last track you played before the ship sank?
We played a beautiful hymn called Nearer, My God, to See.
How did you survive that terrible night?
An officer ordered me into a lifeboat because they needed someone to row.
Welcome to the show. You were the lookout on the Titanic. What time did you start your watch and what was the revel like?
I started at 10 p.m. The night was very cold, very dark, and the sea was completely calm.
Did you use binoculars to look for danger?
No, I didn't. We did not have binocular that night. We only used our eyes.
When did you see the iceberg?
I saw it at 11:40 p.m. It appeared suddenly right ahead of us.
Fuck me!
What did you do when you saw it?
I rang the warning bell 3 times. Then I called the bridge on the telephone.
Pick up, you bastards!
Did the officers hear your warning?
Is there anyone there?
Yes, what do you see?
Iceberg, right ahead!
Thank you.
Yes, they answered the phone immediately.
What did you say to them?
I shouted, iceberg right ahead.
Did the ship turn away in time?
No, it didn't. The ship turned slowly and hit the ice on the side.
Now we are talking to Liz, a French third class passenger from the Titanic. Liz, the year is 1967. Now you are 78 years old today. How old were you at the time of the accident?
I was 23 years old in 1912.
Who did you travel with on that big ship?
I traveled with my parents and my 5 years old little brother.
What was your cabin like?
It was small, but it was very clean. We even had one warm bed to sleep in.
People say the food was good for third class. That is true?
Oh, yes. The food was amazing. We got 3 nights. At meal very single day.
What did you eat for your dinner?
We ate fresh bread, hot vegetable soup, roast beef and sweet fruit pudding.
That sounds wonderful, but then the ship hit the iceberg. What happened to your family?
The sailor put my mother, my little brother and me into a lifeboat.
Did your father get into the lifeboat with you?
No, he didn't. Men had to stay being on the ship. And my dear dad died in the cold water.
Radio Diva
107.5
Radio Diva.
Thank you for listening the
London Traveling Show
107.5